I suspect it's going to be quite hard and quite a challenge. It's supposed to be, because otherwise, you know, it's just going to...
Wouldn't make for fun viewing otherwise.
It wouldn't be for fun viewing if we weren't suffering. No one likes to see, especially celebrities, enjoying themselves. And we at Comic Relief understand that.
Do you think you all bonded quite well? Do you think you're all going to last the course? I mean, 5 days in 30-degree heat and down the Zambezi River. It's not quite the same as this, is it?
Exactly. I mean, I have a sense that training today was the equivalent to having a go on the Dodgems in order to prepare to do the Formula One Grand Prix in Monaco. I think the difference is going to be enormous. But, you know, just coming in and falling off the boat and getting back in, it just takes the curse off some of those routine exercises that we're going to have to be doing when we're out there.
Who was the best, do you think?
I think it's pretty obvious that I was, and I don't think we need to labour that point. You know, it's there were a lot of professional canoeists here. I noticed actually watching with their jaws wide open, just watching my manoeuvring.
I could see you really taking control at the helm there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when these things happen, it's the old SAS training kicks in. You know, I take over and everyone else has to look and learn.
Yeah, so you're going to be the leader out there, do you reckon, Jack?
I'll probably be found in a quivering mess of fear and my own mess at some point shortly after the beginning of the expedition, I should imagine. I think when you get out there, it will be genuinely a fairly awesome thing to be doing. But you know, we're all aware that you've got to do it well.
And it's for a good cause at the end of the day.
Well, it's fundraising, and it really what this does is provides a little bit of the decoration around the important bits, which are the films about people's lives out there and the difficult circumstances that they live in, to say the least. And that's why people donate money. And if we can provide a little bit of light relief in between those films, then we'll have done what we have set out to do.
Just finally, what's it like coming to the Lee Valley White Water Centre here in Hertfordshire, the scene of such glory during the Olympics?
I'm really amazing. I mean, we had one of the gold medalists was giving us some instructions on paddling, and it's a fantastic facility. This, and this is now, you can see all the teams are now training again in the rapids. It's a wonderful thing to see. It really is, and it's been a great facility to be able to use today to give us just a little taster of what it's going to be like.
Not quite the same as when it was set for the Olympics, though, is it?
It's, it's probably not, no. It's far fewer people, of course, as well. But nevertheless, it's a great thing to see. I've seen one in Cardiff. There's one in Cardiff as well. I've seen that one. But this is much bigger. And apparently it's all chlorinated and has to be up to standard. So it's an amazing, amazing place.
Are you doing any more training, or is
well,
that it?
No, I'll just go home and do some stretching.
You don't need to do any more training, do you?
Obviously, I don't. No, we'll keep that one quiet.
But, naturally fit.
That's right. But you know, people like Mel will obviously be trying to keep up. They'll have seen where I'm up to, and I think between now and then they will have to put some time in the gym.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to let themselves down.
We don't want that, do we? Not on Comic Relief.
We really don't. We don't want anyone letting themselves down. We don't want anyone being deluded either.